Kate Hopkins stretched her hand over the edge of her kayak in San Francisco Bay. A white baseball bobbed in the water a couple of feet away. Just a few more inches, and she'd have it. "Are you crazy?" asked her cousin Mike Walsh. He paddled slowly in a nearby kayak. "You might tip over. This water is freezing, even in the summer." "I can get it," Kate said. "Almost there." Kate's kayak rocked back and forth as she reached. She strained to close her fingers around the floating ball. But each time the ball slipped past, and Kate came up empty. "Geez, you're about to fall in too," Mike said. "Try this instead." He paddled his kayak next to Kate's. The noses of their kayaks touched, leaving a bright blue-green triangle of water between them. In the middle of that triangle bobbed the baseball. Mike nudged the ball with his paddle. It dipped underwater for a moment, but then popped up about a foot closer to Kate. This time, she easily plucked the ball from the waves. "Got it!" Kate called out. She held up the dripping baseball for Mike to see. "Thanks for the assist." "No problem, cousin," he said. "That's why they call me Captain Clutch. I get the job done."
"No one calls you that," Kate said. "Besides, the only thing you usually finish is dessert. Maybe they should call you Captain Cookie instead."
Mike frowned for a moment. Then a smile spread across his freckled face.
"That works too," he said. "I take a bite out of the competition."
Mike turned his kayak to face the stadium. Mike and Kate were in town for a San Francisco Giants game. They were staying in a hotel with Kate's dad. The stadium loomed over a part of the bay called McCovey Cove, named for a famous Giants player. Beyond the tan wall with rounded arches was the stadium's right field. A walkway stretched along the outside of the stadium. Since the Giants stadium was right next to the water, home run balls sometimes flew over the wall and splashed into the green waves of the bay. They were called splash hits. Lots of boaters and kayakers came early to try to catch a splash hit during batting practice. Kate, Mike, and Kate's dad had rented kayaks earlier that morning.
"Here comes another hit," Kate's dad called out.
He floated in a dark green kayak a few feet away. The ball sailed high over the right field wall. Its white leather gleamed in the sun.
Splash!
The ball plopped into the water next to a sailboat about 100 feet away. Mike and Kate watched two black and white curly-haired dogs jump off the boat into the water. They swam to the ball, and one of the dogs grabbed it in its mouth. Then they paddled back to the boat. On the deck again, the dogs shook off while a tall man in an orange and black jersey held up the ball.
"Boy, you have to be fast," Kate's dad said.
"Maybe we should wait out here until the game and see if my Dodgers can light up San Francisco's pitchers. I'm sure there'll be lots of splash hits." Kate's dad worked as a scout for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers were in town to play a weekend series against the Giants. The Dodgers and the Giants had been fierce rivals for over 125 years. Both teams had moved to California from New York City in 1958.
"You think the Dodgers will win today?" Kate asked. She loved baseball, too.
"They have a good chance," her dad said. "But I have to admit, the Giants are a pretty good team. Being such strong rivals is what makes these games so great."
"Well, I'm rooting for the San Francisco Giants," Mike called out from his kayak. "They're the hometown team."
"And I'm rooting for the Dodgers, since they're my dad's team," Kate said.
Mike paddled backward and forward, waiting for a chance at another ball. He kept one eye on the stadium and one eye on the other boaters. He was determined to beat them to the next splash hit. Suddenly, Kate pointed toward the park.
"There's one," she cried. "And it's coming this way."
The ball flew long and straight. It seemed more like a line drive than a big pop fly. It headed right toward them. Mike was ready. He reached up as high as he could while still sitting in the kayak. He cupped his hands just as the ball came close.
Swish!
The ball flew past Mike, a few feet above his head. It landed with a plop
about 20 feet behind him. A man in a silver kayak fished it out of the water with a net.
"Drat!" Mike exclaimed. "This is hard. Why can't I get one?"
Mike, Kate, and Kate's dad went back to scanning the sky for more hits. The minutes ticked by, but no balls flew their way. Mike paddled in circles, waiting.
Kersplash!
Something dropped into the water nearby.
"What was that?" Kate's dad asked.
Kate gasped. She pointed to the large motorboat next to them.
"Man overboard!" Kate yelled.
Mike saw a man with gray hair thrashing in the water. The man was trying to grab hold of the side of the white motorboat.
"I'm on it!" Mike cried.
He dug his paddle into the water, as if he was crushing home runs at the batting cage. His kayak shot over to the man floundering in the bay. Mike stowed the paddle in his kayak. He pulled his knees up to his chest, even though it was awkward with his life jacket on.
"I'll save him!" he shouted.
Without another thought, Mike jumped into the water.